Hey, this is Dominic Reisig, professor and extension specialist, Department of Entomology, Plant Pathology, North Carolina State University. Recording an update today on May the 19th. Wanted to remind folks that a lot of our cotton is at the stage where it's going to be thrips susceptible right now. If you're a grower that planted end of April, beginning, middle of May, probably time to start looking at those non-thribon varieties and seeing if any of them are starting to put on a first true leaf. That tends to be the best time to for a foliar spray for thrips, when you can kind of see that first true leaf that's emerging out of the cotyledon, even before it's unfolded, because those thrips have gone in, laid eggs in those fleshy cotyledons, and those nymphs are emerging. So we want to disrupt that process before it has a chance to do that. If you use something like aldecarbon furrow, or if you're using a thrivon variety, you're fine. You probably don't need to spray. But if you have a non-thrivon variety, maybe just a seed treatment, even Admirapro and furrow, probably a good idea to put on a foliar spray for thrips. Best recommendation across the board is going to be Hemi at 3 ounces plus a surfactant. If you are in an area of the state where acephate resistance is not an issue, that could be a good product choice as well. The other thing I noticed is some stink bugs are starting to reproduce in wheat. This is very normal. They time that reproduction based on the amount of daylight that there is. But the development can progress really rapidly with warm weather too. So as we're starting to think about corn, when it's going to tassel, you know, maybe into June, we have to think about those stink bugs that are going to move from wheat when it's harvested into corn, and watch out for those fields that are bordering wheat. If you have any questions, you can send me an email, ddreisig@ncsu.edu. Thank you.